This written constitution was signed on the 28th of March 1849 by the 405 members of the National Assembly, elected following the introduction of universal suffrage throughout the German Confederation. It was drafted in St. Paul's Church in Frankfurt after 10 months of heated debate among the various political factions, with Prussia retaining the upper hand in the compromise that was eventually hammered out. According to the new constitution, the King of Prussia was to be the head of state of a new constitutional monarchy. In keeping with the principle of the division of powers, Parliament was to have a say in any new legislation passed, while the various German states and principalities were to be held together by a sophisticated system of federalism. The constitution of this new state promised its citizens civil rights and liberties. After endless debating, the deputies who signed the constitution in March 1849 opted for the smaller of the two German states conceivable at that time, meaning a German state under Prussian leadership, but excluding Austria. The refusal by the King of Prussia, William IV, to accept the title of German Kaiser, coupled with the rallying of reactionary forces in all Germany's constituent states and principalities, however, prevented this constitution from ever coming into force. If you understand some German and would like to find out more about the makeup of Germany's first National Assembly in St. Paul's Church in Frankfurt, then please make use of the computer. And if you'd like to find out more about the rights the new constitution would have guaranteed, or the odyssey this document had to make, then take a look in the drawers underneath the display cabinet.